Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Most people get their fashion inspo from their local fashion influencer or maybe a celeb that they love. But Kanye West, not him. His latest look is modeled after a James Bond villain. So reports came out yesterday that he removed and replaced his teeth with $850,000 titanium dentures. Reports saying he wanted to look like James Bond villain Jaws.
Oh, God.
So that's what reports are saying. But I saw on the Shade Room this morning, they are exclusively reporting that his rep said he didn't take out his teeth to make this new look happen, but it is permanent. So it's like this, it basically just looks like he has a big metal plate over his teeth.
Are you old enough to have ever seen that movie?
I've never seen it.
That he's talking about? Yeah, it's pretty scary stuff. It's just like braces on steroids, really, like titanium braces on steroids. I haven't seen Kanye's face, but back in the day, that villain was scary, man.
Well, I mean, I just pulled it up.
Yeah, I saw the photos and I'm like, this can't be comfortable.
It doesn't look comfortable at all.
Yeah, it's his face. Do what you want, man.
I mean,
good,
yeah, if I had $850,000 laying around, I would want my life to be more comfortable, not uglier and less comfortable.
I think what we're learning about Kanye isn't true, though, that he clearly has taken a financial hit because of the Yeezys and everything else. Dude's spending $850,000 on his teeth. He's still doing okay.
Yeah, I know. And he is fashioning his new wife, question mark. I think they're officially married.
They are.
And she, I think, might have inadvertently set a new trend, because on the TikTok, all the kids are talking about this new fashion trend going around called the mob wife aesthetic. Now, if you haven't seen it yet, I feel like it's a pendulum swing to the other side. For the last couple of years, the quote unquote clean girl aesthetic has been in, where girls are wearing minimal makeup and the slicked back bun and the matching track suits, and they just want to look fresh as a little daisy. Well, now, not anymore. Now, the new aesthetic is to dress like a mob wife, like you have been hired to kill somebody's girlfriend. People are looking to Carmelo Soprano for inspiration, Overa Hancock from Scarface, Karen Hill in Goodfellas, and Rosalind Rosenfeld in American Hustle.
Is that not the first thing you said when I saw you last night at the restaurant? When you pull, because we were there with somebody, I was there with somebody else. Kristen pulls in and she's dressed in this nice, big, beautiful coat. And the first thing you say is,
I'm channeling my mob wife aesthetic. Because it's all about, like, it's about the bling. So it's like layered necklaces and multiple rings and like the faux fur jackets. And then, you know, a little bit bigger hair. Also, like a lot of animal print and the tight pants. And it's just, it's a look.
It's Jersey.
It is.
Yeah.
I feel like we've slowly been transitioning into it because the long nails have been in. So girls look like, yeah. All the acrylics going around with people look like they just have claws built into their, beautiful claws, glittery claws built into their fingernails. But I'm loving this because I have never once felt akin to the clean girl aesthetic. So I'm excited that I can get my inner like Brooklyn on.
Yeah. Channel your inner mob wife.
Yes.
It's more Newark than it is Brooklyn.
Newark.
And I hope it goes quickly.
All right. Everyone has that one TV show that got canceled after one season and they never let it go. For me, it was the Disney Plus TV show Lizzie McGuire reboot because they were making it and then they decided to stop making it. This was a huge show in the early 2000s, starred Hilary Duff, and they were making this reboot for Disney Plus and they pulled it after like one episode that they filmed. It didn't even come out. And rumor has it that they pulled it because it was going to be a little too scandalous for Disney Plus. And it all has to do with this one unfinished storyline that one of the writers His name is Jonathan Hurwitz, is coming out and talking about. He is saying that when Lizzie finally got to hook up with her childhood crush, Ethan Kraft, that's when Disney Plus said, that's too far.
Episode 3 wasn't filmed, but there was a script for it. Lizzie wakes up in Ethan's bed in his water polo t-shirt, and animated Lizzie pops up and she has this little like checklist, like a to-do list, and Ethan is on the list, and she checks it off, and I think she says something like, well, check to that box, dramatic pause,
ooh,
twice. So if I had to guess, I saw another comment about, were there certain storylines as to, you know, why maybe Disney wasn't comfortable with it. My guess was that moment was probably one of them.
Yeah, so Disney's not into hooking up with your high school ex-crush. So just know that that's what Disney's feeling about the Lizzie McGuire reboot. I'm really bummed about it.
Real quick, I saw Hillary Duff in a grocery store in L.A. one time at a Vons. It's a grocery store chain. She was reading a tabloid, and it was her on the cover. It was really? All about her.
Oh,
and she's standing there reading the magazine.
Yeah, I would do the same thing. Right, wouldn't you?
Yeah, just to see, like, who can I sue this time?
How can I get my bag since Disney Plus just pulled my new show?
And then I think probably when you've seen it enough, then you're just like, I'm not reading that crap if you're the celebrity. But at first, I'd be pulling open that magazine.
All right, karma is coming for an artist that did the Burt Show dirty. I'll tell you why Ice Spice is getting sued. Not by us, but it's on your next Evos on the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.